The theory is open to debate, of course. One problem is that most tuber-growing societies lived in the tropics, where there was also endemic disease that slowed the growth of complex civilizations. Anthropologists also point out that, to the best of our knowledge, tubers were domesticated thousands of years after cereals, so societies that grew grains had an advantage. Then there is the case of the Incas, who oversaw an empire that grew both grains and potatoes. The Incas developed a way of freeze-drying potatoes by leaving them out at high elevations. This technology allowed them to treat potatoes like grains, durable, transportable, and taxable. Still, the overall picture, the connection between grains and civilization, has amazed top economists. It's an extremely original attempt to come to deal with a very old question. Why, in some places, hierarchies, peasants and priests and nobles and so on have appeared, says Joel Moyer, a professor of economics at Northwestern University near Chicago. They use economic analysis to point out something which I think is basically correct, that it's very important what kind of crop you're growing, that it affects the kinds of political institutions that develop.